Right now, we switch gears to golf. Adam Stanley joins us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Mr. Stanley, it is not golf season at all out here. It was minus 15 when I woke up yesterday. But we do have Canadian golf news and substantial Canadian golf news in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, there was seven centimeters of snow here in Ottawa this morning, and I'm actually staring at the Canadian Tire Center, about to go in and cover the Sens game tonight. So it is an odd thing to be talking about. But to your point, some significant news with Adam Hadwin getting picked by Ernie Els last night to be part of the international side in the upcoming President's Cup team. So nice to see Adam getting the nod. Interesting dynamic between him and Corey Connors. A lot of people thought that Corey would have made a really good addition to this team as well. But when you look at sort of the numbers, and really for me, I think it was the experience side of things. Adam Hadwin has been there before. He's played in the President's Cup the last time it was contested in New York. And for a team that's really chock full of rookies, when it comes down to it, to have Adam Hadwin's experience in there, I think is going to be invaluable. And Adam's game is very similar to Corey insofar as he could be paired with anybody. His game travels well, and he kind of just checks all the right boxes. So at the end of the day, I think it was experience that Adam Hadwin get the pick over Corey Connors.
Yeah, and it was weird because we're like, man, it felt like midway through the season or even heading into the playoff, like, it would be nice if there was a Canadian on this international team, but it kind of felt like the odds were a little long. And Connors was the one that particularly got hot and has continued that in the wraparound portion of the season. T20, T6, T12, T13. He's been rolling here in the in this fall season, but Hadwin, having been there before, probably, as you're suggesting, a tie break if there was one. And there's also the notion that they could have gone with neither of these guys, and they left a pretty darn good Korean golfer at home for this event.
Yeah, they definitely did. And you know, probably not a ton of people are paying so much attention to golf now, but quite frankly, Corey Connors is really continuing his hot streak from the regular season to now this fall portion. He hasn't, like you said, finished outside the top 25 in any start that he's made this fall. And he's got two events left. He may find the winner's circle one more time. He's just playing such good golf. And now he kind of has this not getting picked attitude, and maybe he's got something to prove. So either one of them could have made the team, I think. Corey's just been playing spectacular golf this fall, but Adam's got the experience, which I think tipped it in his favor. Again, you know, Brendan Grace, he's South African. He didn't get a pick from Ernie Els, which I think was tough. Hmm. He went 5-0 one of the times that he played the President's Cup, so I think he could have been a good pick. Yen-Hung On, who's the Korean you were referencing, he didn't get a pick. Sungjae Im, the reigning PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, did get picked, along with Yaki Niemann, who just won an event in the fall, and Jason Day, of course, the Australian former world number one major champ, just didn't have a good season, but he was the last guy who didn't automatically make it on points, and considering the event is in Australia, it would have been, you know, blasphemous for Jason Day to not be there. So makes sense, I think, the picks could have gone either way with some of them, but it'll be a solid enough team on the international side.
Yeah. And what have your conversations around the Canadian golf community been with this decision for Connors? It's got to be somewhat disappointing. And for Hadwin, this has got to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think with, you know, Corey, I was texting with him a little bit, and I think he's okay with the pick. I mean, what can you say? I think he played as well as he could have. You know, if the decision was made on experience, you know, how mad could he have been? It was, sure, you were going to add another rookie to this team, or you were going to go with a guy who's been there before. Adam and Corey are close friends, and it was all well and good. And now Corey's ready to go and hopefully make the team a lot more moving forward. Adam's just excited to get back there and really try to bring the international squad some recognition. They really struggled the last President's Cup in New York. I think they had a record loss there, but Adam played very, very well. Now there's an opportunity to play in Australia in front of those really, really rambunctious Australian crowds. You know, the team is definitely going to be the underdog up against that very, very strong U.S. squad. But you, who knows? Stranger things have happened. It might be one of those moments where all of the guys really blend personalities. They blend games. They maybe have the opportunity to play in front of this crowd that's going to be very clearly in favor of the international side. And maybe we'll see a bit of an upset. So Corey was okay with the pick. He's ready to play in the future. Adam was very excited. He had a laser-like focus on making this team all season long. Now it's just a matter of seeing if they can topple the American side that's won 7 straight President's Cups.
Last one for you. Give us an update on Graham Dillette, who has been battling injury for a long time but is back out there now that the wraparound schedule has started. What's it been like for him, and what are your expectations for him moving forward?
Yeah, I had a great conversation with Graham the week after he made his debut in the small portion. You know, he's going to play, I think he's playing next week in Mexico and still on the fence about the RSM Classic, which is the last event of the year. So we'll see Graham a little bit more. I mean, it's all about the process for him right now. It's a super cliche answer, but I think for him, it fits. I mean, this is a guy who was on the shelf for 2 years, and now he's just getting back to some semblance of normal as it relates to his job, and his job is playing professional golf. So, you know, you're not going to see him out grinding very much after a round or marathon practice sessions or anything like that. But he said for the first time in 2 years, he actually feels okay. It's not the golf swing that is giving him the pain. It's the standing around and waiting. So we're going to see Graham Dillette play very fast. And we're going to see him, you know, try to get back to one of the top players in the world as best he can. But he's pain-free for the most part right now, which is the most important thing.
Great catching up. We do appreciate it and look forward to our chats as we get a little closer to President's Cup and then into the new year when the real portion of the season gets going.
You got it, man. Thanks so much.